Blog Talk Radio.
Are you hearing that okay?
Lovely.
Sounds great.
We are.
Oh.
Wake up, my friends. What happens now depends on your state of mind. 'Cause we have been deceived, and we gotta believe. Open up your eyes, you've been blind. Your freedoms have been taken from you, but in your heart you know what is true. Our rights have been undermined. Their statute laws and all their acts, they don't apply if we don't contract. So stop paying all of their fines. And love will set you free. Love will set us free. Love will set you free. Because they can't manipulate peace and harmony. Bill Hicks said it's just a choice between love and fear. You gotta find your voice and shout it loud through a megaphone. And don't let them vaccinate you, and don't let them manipulate you. But violence I don't condone. This is a spiritual revolution. It's all part of our evolution, but our fate is still unknown. So wake up, my friends. The future now depends on you. So lead us home. And love will set you free. Love will set us free. Love will set you free. 'Cause they can't manipulate peace and harmony.
Hi, and welcome to the Universal Awareness Radio Show. My name's Linda Jocelyn, and I'm your host for today's show. We got a lot going on in the UK, I have to say. I mean, there's been a lot of stories and kind of fantasies about what's going on in the United States. But actually, what is going on in the UK. There's a big spark of integrity creation, if you like, coming through from the UK in the ways of exposing the banks, exposing the fraud. That's all coming to a head. But we also have snidey little things going on with particular people who are involved in a bigger revolutionary renaissance type movement. So we've got kind of two things going on. One, you know, very, very positive, because there's no stopping the energy that's coming into the planet that will out anything that's of a lower vibration. So that is already, you know, steaming ahead, really. It's gathering momentum. And it's been happening since the harmonic convergence in 1987. And as time goes on, as we're getting to the top of that pyramid, if you think of the Mayan calendar that's kind of built on a pyramid shape, we're now right at the top of the manifestation. We are the creators and manifestors. Just below that, the stage of, which actually I think we're still in, the stage just below the actual manifestor creator stage, where we can, you know, just manifest at will. The stage underneath that is actually the stage of ethics and integrity. And this is what you can see happening within the banks, within the fraudulent control over the planet. Everything's kind of blowing through now. And it's only in stages. You don't get this happen overnight, you know. There's a lot, awful lot that's going to go on now. In the UK, we had the blowing through of the malpractice in the media. Huge trials going on in London and investigations still going on. And all sorts of people being pulled forward, including the Prime Minister. including the head of the world type, you know, organization that Murdoch controls. So, you know, we've had the blowing through of the new energy through that. Nothing's ever going to be the same again in the media. And what happens? This is really interesting. You get the fantasy stories coming out of the States and all the kind of, you know, wannabes who want to come forward and be famous and say that this is going to happen and that's going to happen, like Drake and all the rest of them. But actually what you've really got is movement happening in the state, in the United Kingdom, that then, you know, moves into the States because of the media. New energy blowing through that, revealing all the malpractices in the media, or a lot of them anyway, not all of them, but some of them. Then you actually got investigations going on in the American side of the Murdoch company. And now what we've got is Barclays are blowing the whistle like mad on the fact that, yes, they were involved in corrupt happenings with the interest rates that were being just made up by the look of it, and just changed for whatever, you know, reason they needed it to be changed. But that has now blown over to these states because they're blowing the whistle on the fact that the American financial groups over there and the banks, and they, you know, were actually in malpractice with the interest rates as well. And you may actually find that you know, that they had more to do with it, because the guy, the head guy who has now resigned, everybody was calling for his resignation, Diamond. He was an American, and I think I don't know the whole ins and outs of this, but he may actually have come over from an American company, or in fact a Barclays branch over there. I don't know, but it's very interesting. The truth of what is going on is that the energy and the action is coming from the UK, and I think a lot of people have just been on you know, a strange kind of delusional alleyway path over there, trying to think that, you know, the military are going to take over the government. The military are all moving towards arresting the cabal, which is the biggest fantasy ever, because the cabal, the actual people who really do control, are completely out of sight. They're never going to be arrested. So I wouldn't get involved with all this stuff if I was you. But we have to go on our own individual path. So if you are involved, then go down that alleyway for as long as you need to go down it, because we've all done that sort of thing in our lives. We have to follow our own hearts, our own vibration. We talked a lot about that last week on the show, where I was looking at giving some sort of explanation as to why some people, you know, within groups don't get on with other groups, and why it's impossible to comprehend why some groups, you know, say this and are involved with this and others aren't, because it depends on your own vibration. It depends on how awake you are. But right now, we've got a very catalytic energy in the UK, and that is moving. Now, you know, we're all part of where that comes from. And, you know, what I'm going to try and keep coming back to tonight is being the change you want to see in the world. And it's an old statement. It's a statement that a lot of people have used, apart from Gandhi. And a lot of people have it on their sites and they spout the words. But knowing, what does that mean, you know, how do we do this? Because somehow we, you know, everybody has been a part, conscious or unconscious, of the changes that are going on in the UK and the precedence that is being set by the UK, the energy surge that is striking through the controlled entities of the UK at the moment. And nothing is going to be the same again. So we're all part of that. Now, what we need to ask ourselves is, have I been a conscious part of that? Or am I an unconscious part of that? Because everyone's energy, we're all conduits of energy. And a lot of people just don't, you know, extend their thinking, extend their comprehension to this level. But I feel it's really important to keep pushing this and bringing this up, that we are all a part of it, whether we're conscious of it or not. And this brings in another something else that I was going to address today. And I think it can all be done in the one conversation, really. And that was listening to Lisa Harrison talking about. She was on somebody's show, and they were waiting for Cobra to come on, and he didn't. He couldn't get on. But during this, she was asked to then, take over and say how she felt everything was. And she was talking about the power of group meditation, but that she didn't. She said, "I don't know how that works." And I think, there is a power in that meditation. It's been proved many, many times by groups like the Transcendental Meditation groups. That came from the Maharishi, and who, the organization that came through from Maharishi with the TM technique has gone on to do many, many really well-organized experiments where they have caused wars to stop. They have caused cities' violence and crime to go down tremendous percentages. And it's been because of a focus of not that big a group. It doesn't take that many incoherence. So when people are practicing TM together, what happens is there is a coherent vibrational energy shift with that. Now, if we, I haven't kind of organized in my head how I'm going to discuss this, because I think these subjects need to just come about in the moment. So I'm kind of asking for assistance from the higher beings here, because I understand how it works, but to actually explain that to others is another thing. So I'm just going to ad lib here, because if you think about what's happening with the energy, the energy in the UK is shifting through the media rubbish, through the banking rubbish right now, and changing it. They didn't want it changed. They did not want this to happen, but it's happening anyway because of the raise in frequency and energy. Now, everybody in the UK, I've no idea how many people live in the UK. That's very ignorant of me, because I've never looked that up. I don't know. But what I do know is every person's frequency, if we take the world population, we've got 7 billion, and we know that every person alive is causing the whole frequency to be where it is. Okay, so we are conduits of the energy. We hold the energy on the planet. A lot of energy coming into the planet. We are the I wonder if we could use the word condensers. It comes to mind. I don't really truly understand what a condenser does, but in an electrical circuit, maybe that's what our role is. We have a role. I haven't got a name for it except conduit. I've always thought of it that we're the conduits of that energy, and we pass that energy on. We can use that energy as it comes through our system. Okay, so whether you're conscious or not, you're still a conduit. So if we think of all those people in the UK, there would be quite a small percentage who would have held a high enough frequency to enable things to start breaking through the banking format, breaking through the lies, breaking through the media malpractice. So, when we're talking here about be the change you want to see in the world, the idea is to be consciously a conduit of that energy and to raise to your highest potential. And and to do that, you need to be conscious, more conscious and still in yourself, not self-orientated, not just looking on a survival level. And when people have not cleared up their stuff, they're very self-orientated and very into self-preservation in small ways in their life, and when they're dealing with other people, and in large ways, because they have an emotional dependence. So one of the ways to become a more conscious conduit of energy is to have gone way, way beyond that. In that you've healed yourself and your dependence as an emotional child, and that you have now grown into an independent adult on all levels, mental, emotional, spiritual and physical. Most people are physically grown to an adult, and a heck of a lot aren't emotionally grown. And that when there is that illness there, that not being able to claim one's own sovereignty as an independent being. It's because of emotional problems that haven't been healed. And I've mentioned this many, many times, but I'm just putting it in another context here of how can we be the change we want to see in the world. And you can now see, you know, as I'm talking this through, you know, I can see where all the other bits add in here, like why people are going to be sitting around for other people to start this renaissance and revolution and go and arrest the naughty men. You know, it's childish, isn't it? Absolutely childish. And the people who are waiting for that to happen are the ones who haven't cleared up their own emotional stuff. So make sure you're not one of those. In the same way, when we do a group meditation, and this is a great idea, and I agree with Lisa here when she was calling upon people to do more of this, and I think Cobra was supposed to come on and do a leader meditation. It's quite amazing, really, because you get Cobra just pop up in March. He is somebody else who wants to cover up who he really is. And this was very honestly said on the show, but they didn't say why. I mean, most of us are just coming forward and doing what we're doing with our real names. I wonder why he thinks it's he has to do that. But anyway, but he comes forward in March, and then people are waiting for him to do a guided meditation. I mean, anybody who's woken themselves up, who understands how this resonance and frequency works, understands that we are these conduits of energy and how powerful it is to get together with people, can do a group meditation. Somebody, you know, you could take it in turns of leading it. You know, any one of you could start your own radio show and get these going. And this is, yeah, it's a great thing because, you know, all those people joining in are going to be able to calm their frequency down and be a much more active member as a conduit of energy, if they've actually got a more of a mastery of their vibration and their consciousness, and they can actually focus their consciousness, and they have an intent that we are making the world into what we want the world to be, how we want the world to run, in equality, in all of the needs of every person on this planet. There's only 7 billion people on this planet. There is enough of everything for 7 billion people to live in a very good, free lifestyle and very nourished, very taken care of, whatever their needs. So if that's going to be our vision, then, you know, get into groups, do that. We'll see how the time goes, because I can actually do something where we can come together and, you know, join our resonances together. And as you know, there is that equation that Greg Braden gives out, which is the square root of the 1% of the 7 billion, which he says is, I think it's him that's definitely done that equation and come out with the 8,000. It's only 8,000 people in coherence, but this is where it gets a little more tricky. It's you need 8,000 people in coherence 24/7. You know, so what we've got at the moment is people coming in and out of it. And like, we could do a guided meditation which lasts 10 minutes, and that's 10 minutes of how many ever is, you know, usually we're you know, into sort of double figures, 50, 60 people live on air. And then we get hundreds who listen to the archives who could also become a part of that resonance. But, you know, it takes, so 10 minutes out of the 24 hours of a day is going to make a difference. Everything makes a difference. Becoming conscious for 10 minutes in this 24 hours will make a difference. But just imagine how much work we've got to do here to get this so that we get it completely snowballing over. We get that 100th monkey principle activating, where we get the tip over point, because we get the 8,000 would be the tip over point who were. So you'd probably need 8 million. You'd need 8 million people who can be conscious some of the time. Right, and conscious in a humanity-guided, intended way, not just for themselves. So if we had 8 million, we'd probably be in coherence with the 8,000 24/7. So it's an interesting thing. It is our responsibility. And that's how we make a change in the world. That's how we become the change we want to see, is to take responsibility 100% for where we are consciously every minute of the day. I've said this before, but I've found it really much easier to stay more and more conscious, more and more centered and focused by using the affirmation of I am operating from my highest potential self. It was something I saw somewhere, just those words. Sometimes you just need the right word. Highest potential self, for me, was a huge catalyst. And I'm using that all the time. I might be driving somewhere and have gone a little bit sleepy or something, and I'll just use that. Or I might be walking, or I might be feeling really synchronized, really focused, and really on my path, but I'm still saying that to myself. Maybe, you know, every couple of hours it will come in my mind. And that just ramps it up. And I love that term. It's a term I've coined for years now because I do it to myself. I'm ramping up the energy. It's like I'm putting the turbo on, you know, in my own energy system, which means I have to stay in tune. I can't do that on automatic. I have to be present. And that's what being committed to the changes we want to see in the world is about. And I think I felt like there was a really powerful shift when we had the Venus transit. And it's been spoken about, for quite a while before it even happened, that it would have effect. We've just gone through the last transit of Venus for the next 100 years, and they're all really important. And Venus is financial and love. It operates with both. It's money and the heart and the coming together of the two. I'm going to come back to all of that, but what we also have that's happened here in the UK is Roger Hayes has been a great warrior guy who's walked forward and done some incredible things. One of the main ones being launching the site for the Lawful Bank, and that's coming out of the British Constitution Group. He also started with not wanting to pay his council tax because it was unlawful. But he was very clear when he said in court that he'd been in court a couple of times, and he said that he was withholding his council tax. He wasn't not refusing to pay it. But what caused a lot of media coverage on the alternative side, not much coverage at all, I think might have had a tiny, tiny bit in one newspaper about the fact that he was in court the last time on council tax. Well, not the last time, because we've just heard he's been in court again secretly. Nobody was told that he was arrested and taken straight into a court. But the last time we all knew about it, it was very a very, very big event and a lot of coverage. We actually covered it live that day on the radio for 3 hours, because what he didn't tell us what he was going to do, but what he actually did was ask the judge whether the judge was on oath before he would answer any questions about why he was withholding his council tax. And the judge, Judge Michael Peake, I think it was Michael, I know his second name was Peake, but he would not say, yes, I'm under my oath today. And all Roger has said is, sir, are you are you operating under your oath today? But he couldn't say that because none of them are now. And nobody ever asks them if they're working under their oath, because their oath is to the Queen and the Queen's oath is to us. I've actually got those, if you listen to the archives, it's quite a long time ago, it's March last year, you will see a lot of information on what those oaths actually say. But because he wouldn't say he was operating under his oath, then Roger called on another member that he had with him in court to go forward and do a civilian arrest on the judge, because the judge was must be a bogus judge. because he wouldn't say he was operating under oath. And they did, you know, they did have a struggle. And the police, who knew there was something going on because there were hundreds of people in town and it pouring out of the court, they couldn't all get in the court. So the police were around, and the police actually took down the guy who went to arrest the judge. And the judge escaped, ran out of the court. Later that day, I actually phoned the police station in that area. And I must follow through on this now that Roger's been arrested, because I just thought, you know, this is ridiculous. The judge runs out of court. The police help him escape. And he won't say he's under his oath. This is not the police operating in the right way. But anyway, I phoned up the police station and said that there was somebody who had escaped from the court who was pretending to be a judge in court that day. And I gave his name. And there was a girl answered the phone. She took down all the details and she gave me a case number. So there's still and the case was a report of a man who had escaped from the court. And who was imposing as an imposter judge. Now, I did try and follow that through, and they said it was with their legal department when I followed it through later last year. But I must follow that through again, because there may be something we can do there, because he was under civilian arrest for not being under his oath. But Roger, we've now heard, has just yesterday was arrested. He wasn't told he was going to be arrested. He wasn't sent any paperwork for what we know, unless he didn't tell people about it. But this was an arrest that was done. He was taken into custody, and then he was put into a court and sentenced. Somebody tonight has told me that he got sentenced to 3 weeks. I'm not sure whether that's totally real or whether that's just a rumor. I'm not sure. But he's definitely in jail as far as we know. And that is possibly something to do with the council tax. But I've also had an email today to say that the Lawful Bank site and the whole thing is going to carry on. And that's more important now to get that information out. I have put that email that I was sent onto the discussions board that you'll see at the top of the page at Universally Aware, which is www.universallyaware.ning.com, and the information about Roger Hayes arrested is on there too. So we've got kind of the energy working through and actually exposing, but we haven't got it, you know, we haven't got enough vibrational focus yet on clearing all of this really, really quickly. We've got the start of something. It's not gonna stop. You cannot have a frequency that's coming in from outside of the planet that people can use, okay? Because the vibrations that are coming in are higher. We are some distance away from joining with the universal energy continuum, but we are at a phase now where the energy coming in is getting higher and higher and higher. So as you use that energy within your system, right, then if you're doing it with consciousness and focus and intent rather than unconscious, the majority of the people on this planet are unconscious and they operate that way most of the time, 99.99% of the time. And they just go about their jobs, their duties, their lives, so-called lives. But actually, it isn't very live. It's not like a live wire, is it, when you're not really focused and revved up? But that's what's called a life. Now, if you want to be really live and alive, you need to be conscious and in intent and focused with the energy that you are breathing in, that you take in, and that your vibrational essence is a part of. If you think, you know, if for those who don't understand energy, don't think of life that way. Think of what's the difference between a dead body and a live body? You know, because to me, there's absolutely no difference but the energy. Because the dead body, if somebody dies and then you're there with them and they've passed, you know, they've come out of the body, they've gone. then the physical body looks exactly the same. But there is a difference, and it's a subtle difference. And it's an energy that's been released out and is now joined with whatever and gone. But, energy can't be destroyed. So it's still there and it's still around, but it isn't in that body. And it's obvious that it isn't in that body. You know, when you're in company, you may be in a group of people. Some people are more alive than others, and this is our responsibility. How alive are you? How much of a live wire with intent and focus and consciousness are you? Because that's how you can be the change you want to see in the world. This is getting down to real grassroots. Some people think this is weird, but actually this is very much the grassroots of what we are. The only bit that survives when the body dies and just gives in and gives up, doesn't take a breath anymore. The only part that survives is the energy. Okay? So looking after your energy and being conscious with your energy is much more important. And obviously you need to keep your body fresh and in good shape as well. Otherwise the essence has got nowhere to live. Do you know, I was listening, going back to the banking issue and how the energy is moving forward and moving through. In the UK, we can talk about what's happening. We can see it happening. We're not waiting for others to do it for us. We can be conscious to see what's going on. I was working on the computer this morning and I had the radio going on in the background. And it was normal BBC local radio. And they had a show on about what was happening with all the corruption with Barclays and all the people resigning and all of this sort of stuff. And they had a call-in program there. And, you know, they were allowing people to come on and debate with people from the financial sector. I don't know. I never caught who the guy was with the sort of plummy voice who was speaking for the financial sector. But they had people ringing in and they weren't stopping them saying things like, what about fractal banking? What about how banking really works? What about looking at the essence of the corruption is the whole system? I mean, the guy who was answering was actually trying to stop and kept bypassing that question and then talking about something completely different instead of focusing on it. But the commentator, the guy who was controlling the discussion, actually said, well, I think it is relevant that we talk about the whole corruption of the essence of the financial sector. And it was very interesting because you wouldn't have seen that even last year. You know, you've got everybody waking up to the fact that there's something fundamentally wrong, not just with Barclays trying to set the interest rate. They know that you can't just sort that there is. So we're not just talking about one little problem coming up. We're talking about, you know, discussions going on BBC local radio about the actual essence of the problem. So we have real movement here. And if we ramp up our energy, we help to move that through and on through greater groups of people, to different groups of people, corporate power, everything. Medical, the whole medical side of things. You know, we are the change. So how big a change are we? I'm taking responsibility for myself. Are you taking responsibility for yourselves? Are you reminding yourself to operate from the highest part of yourself? What we've also got in our press today, I think this was on an internet news thing that I saw, was this is the police. It came through from the commissioners of police, and they were being asked whether they thought there would be more riots. Crazy, crazy, whole crazy article. And that is also on Universally Aware, and it's very interesting to read because it actually says, riots expected in the UK. And through, you know, this piece, it never mentions what the riots were about. Nothing at all. And when I spoke to people about the riots in the UK, when they just happened, I was speaking to my son in New Zealand, and he was really argumentative with me on the phone. He said, "Mum, it's happened. Look at them. They're louts. They're unemployed. They're just going out wrecking other people's stuff, blah, 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 stealing. This shouldn't be happening, blah, blah, blah." And I said, "But hang on a minute. Did you not know why it started?" And he said, "No, yes, we do know, because they're louts. They're criminals. They're this, they're that." And in New Zealand, there was nothing, according to him, on the news about the fact that Mark Duggan had been killed by the police in London and that the riot started from that. And in fact, it didn't even start after Mark was killed. It started because the police attacked a young girl who was waiting outside the police station with a lot of people, were waiting to see what the police were going to say, because they hadn't said anything. They didn't say why or how he was killed. And the family were there as well. And there is a video that out where you can see the police running with their shields at this girl. I've got a feeling they had the shields and everything. And they ran at this girl and just took her down. And that's when the riot started. But it didn't. It certainly wasn't known in New Zealand. And I heard other people in the States who think it was just, rebels rioting, blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't at all. There was a whole reason that ramped up and moved into what it did. But what this article actually says is, and this is a quote from the article, "Some sort of event that sets it off. Riots expected in the UK," and that in this article, "some sort of event that sets it off." That's why they're going to happen again. When you see something like that, be really aware of that. Some sort of event that sets it off. Well, we know that the unlawful killing of Mark Duggan was the event that set it off the first time, and the attack of a young girl with no reason whatsoever. So what is this event that they're thinking of committing and organising the riots? Because certainly it has been talked about in other places that, of course, that, you know, there's obviously going to be more riots. Wouldn't, you know, quite expected to be during the Olympic Games and all of this sort of thing. So know the game and choose not to play it. And that's how I've headed up that article, so that people take responsibility again here. Don't just go with this. Don't, you know, and we need to get the youths who were a part of that to understand that they're just being taken for a ride. You know, things happen and they're worked out so that they will cause an emotional storm. They will cause, you know, young people to feel so mad, so angry that they go out and do those sorts of things. They're big experts at all this manipulation and mind control. And it's done. It's not even so subtle, is it, when you think about it? But if people are unconscious, then they're going to be taken in by that. So these are things on the ground that are actually happening. But we're more concerned with how we can be the masters of our own reality. And that's the top of that pyramid of that Mayan calendar. That's where we're actually going. I'm trying to think when that's a very short period, because as you go up, you're getting into that very narrow period of time that actually happens. And it's got to be at the same time or happening shortly after the remainder of the Earth changes that are still to come. A lot of people, again, are not listening to the information that's out there, both scientifically and coming through predictively and through channeling, that we are not, the Earth has not cleansed herself completely yet. As the new energies come in, there's a lot of negative energy still held, not only in the corporations and the police and the banking. We're seeing that being shifted and coming out in the open, but it's held physically in different places on the planet, and that is yet to come. We've also a great inspiration here by David Icke. David Icke has sent a letter to all the MPs and actually talking about you know, the whole story, really. He goes on to all the financial section and everything that's happening. Very long letter. That also is on our network at www.universallyaware.ning.com. And please send that out to everybody you know, because it's a great letter. It can be used all over the world, not just in this country, because he's put the story of how everything operates in a corrupt way. And we know it's happening in many, many different countries like that. So that's another way, you know, and never been done before that I know of. I mean, David Icke's been around since the early 90s working on this stuff, actually, because his book, Robots Rebellion, was published at the same time as my first book by the same publisher. And that was 1994 when Robots Rebellion came out. Great title, you know, because he knew that most people are robots. Like I was saying, you know, most people are totally unconscious and just living a life for survival and personal satisfaction rather than connecting with who they really are and their essence. So he actually called it Robots Rebellion. But, you know, ever since then, I've never heard him say that he'd actually was going to try and put a letter of the truth out like that to MPs, so that MPs got them in their constituencies, in their offices. And any of us can send them out where we want to. I actually did my little bit this morning by sending it to the two addresses I have, email addresses that I have for the Independent Features Department and the Independent News Editor, and also the BBC News Department. So that letter's gone out there. And I'm sure you have a lot of different ideas of where that letter can go to. Then our energy is traveling through the internet space, if you like, and landing in people's inboxes. This is a great visualization, you know, when you think about that, just by choosing to pass that on, choose to put the energy into passing that on, like everything else that's really good information. Get it out to those who may still, well, are, quite a lot of them are still asleep, and definitely in the MP's offices, I would say. Although we know we have some who are heavily veiled at the moment. I was told this by the higher beings when I was channeling both manuscripts that I had that were both turned into books now. But that don't try and work out who is heavily veiled and who isn't. Who's really awake but veiled at the moment? Because you can't work it out. You know, you just have to go by your intuition at the time and pass the information when you feel it's right. So our responsibility is to be at the highest frequency so we can have the highest intuition, because it also affects that, obviously. The more of a master you are of your vibration, the higher your intuition field will work, and the more of that intuition you'll have. So you'll be able to place these things. You know, you might have a list of all the MPs in your area of the country and think, oh no, you know, I really feel I need to send it to these but not that one. And that's okay, because you're working on intuition. But don't do it by what you know about the people just through the newspapers, because that doesn't work. That's not intuition. Do it by what your feeling says, and then we can get it out to everybody. Get it out to all the corporations, the head of the corporations, because their secretaries will have to read it if it's in letter form, or if it's opened by their PA in an email box. So it's going to affect people if they keep getting it from all directions. So that's another great thing with the energy that's coming in from the UK that's actually working. What I did before I came on air is I actually opened the book that I've now got in this lovely book form that I'm so pleased with for my copy, because I was working with a loose binder manuscript until this was put into print recently. And I've headed it up, The Book of Secrets. It was called, and still is, it's the subtitle, Event Horizon One and All. But at the time, a lot of people are asking me, why have I put Book of Secrets on it? But I've put this on because all those years ago, in the early 90s, when I was taking this down, they would give me information for the manuscripts, obviously, but they would also give me information about what was going to happen in the future with them and that they would be published, etc., etc. And one part of it was that they said to me that the books would be known as the Book of Secrets. And I'm thinking here, and I did think at the time, because they said there was a trilogy. And I've started putting together all the channeling I received last year that was all in parts that I would channel maybe every 2 or 3 weeks. And I'm putting that together in another book. So it could be added on to become the trilogy of the Book of Secrets eventually. But they told me that would be what it was known as. So I've actually put that on this copy. And you can now get that from Amazon.co.uk and Amazon.com. Just put a search in or go to universallyaware.ning.com and you'll see that I've put a link to the Amazon sites down the right-hand side with a picture of the cover of the book. But anyway, I opened it today, and it opened right at the beginning of the book on page 9. Okay, now I always read from what I'm given, from intuitively just opening the book. So I don't have any say in where we're going to go with this because we've actually got like 126 pages here. But this is obviously what we need to hear today. So I'm just going to read a part of this and we can, you know, go through this. And if anybody wants to call in and talk about it or talk about any of the other things or what we can do to be the change that we want in this world, then do just phone in. And the number here is 1-917-889-2283. And for UK callers, I believe that 1 at the beginning changes into 001. And you can Skype in on the phone there. Right, I'm just going to begin with this paragraph. During the time of the Great Escape, we do not wish to frighten or scaremonger, but as always, we will not adulterate. There will be much anger among your people. This anger will require great understanding from those who have called this plan into action. Each and every one of you who have asked for salvation will be responsible for the changes that will occur. You must also be ready to receive the anger and condemnation from those who are not calling for salvation. Now that's, you know, that's even, that's just 4 or 5 lines, and that's really interesting because, you know, this is also telling us about the fact that we are that resonance. We are the change. If we choose to be so, right? So where we're resonating and where we're focusing and putting our intention, we are asking for that change. I know I am responsible for these changes. My energy has been focused on this for a long, 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 long time. Decades now. And I take total responsibility, but I also know that I have people around me personally, you know, my family who don't want this to happen. They're quite happy with how things are going. They don't see any reason for change in any great, huge way. Certain members of my family. So, you know, and this is what it's saying. This anger will require great understanding from those who've called this plan into action. There will be much anger among your people. So we need to take responsibility and then be able to deal with this. So I'll just carry on here. You must also be ready to receive the anger and condemnation from those who are not calling for salvation. We do not wish to raise fears, but we will always try to give an accurate account of the times ahead of you. It will be childish to consider that every stage will be without threat or treachery. Each stage will call upon great courage and fortitude from those who support the divine intervention. And this is what we're talking about here, divine intervention. Divine intervention, you know, with the fact that the planet will cleanse, the energy is coming in. It has all been organized. It is a divine plan. And I don't have a religious bone in my body in the conventional way, but I do know that we are multi-dimensional divine beings, and we are part of that plan. It's just that we chose to come to this planet, and we forgot who we were for a while. Each stage will call upon great courage and fortitude I've just lost my place. Each stage will call upon great courage and fortitude from those who support the divine intervention. Each individual will be called upon to relinquish the rights to personal freedom. This so-called personal freedom has not been your ally, but has been your enemy. Personal freedom will become the freedom of light. And this is taking you maybe beyond where you want to go right now, but just keep an open mind here. And comprehend that the words and how they use them are different because they are multidimensional beings and they are talking to us as we are multidimensional beings. So I'm just going back to the script. Personal freedom will become the freedom of light, which, my friends, is indeed freedom. We do not also wish you to become immersed within the phrases that we are choosing to use and then become blocked from for the sake of wording. I didn't even know that bit was coming, but I've already explained that to you. We will choose certain phrases which will shock your systems and break the bondage in which you are still held. We cannot give you comfort and spread cream compounds to suppress your wounds. These wounds which you will receive will be your touchstones for future progress. Each wound is a lie unraveled. Each heartache a key to your future success. Each break in a bone will prove to you that you are indestructible. Every time you touch a hot iron, you will burn, but you will first feel the pain and then heal. You will not touch the hot iron again. Do we not teach you as children? Children learn through the truth and the pain. They cannot learn if you will not allow them the pain. So going back to that, this is talking about the fact that the freedom, our real freedom, is that we are these multidimensional beings and that we are an energy essence. It's nothing to do with the contrived lives that we've set up here. I mean, you know, enjoying what you're in the matrix is fine. It doesn't mean you've got to be unhappy with that, but it means you must always have an eye and a mindfulness of the fact that you're not from here, that you are multidimensional beings, and that we're part of a much, much bigger process than this one 3D life that we have at the moment. We are on an evolutionary leap. And the fact that we still have the 3D body and we live in the 3D body and we will go on to, be part of the change on this planet, just be with what is happening to you now. You know, it's interesting for me right now because I'm about to, I put an intent out after I'd moved to this house. Most people who listen to the show regularly know that I got this feeling, I got this voice actually, that said I had to move and I needed to move near my daughter. Well, I got all of this happening and I started looking in this area before she told me that she was pregnant. And I thought, well, this is weird. Why have I got to go because she's pregnant? I mean, it was her first baby, but she was healthy. And yes, I would be around for the birth and all of that and help. But why did I have to move so soon? She hadn't even told me she was pregnant when I got the message. But I decided, as usual, that I would follow it because it felt like really, you know, important information. So I made my move. And as time went on, I knew that I had to get there before the birth. I had to be there. And I had to move in the end to a very small place. So I was kind of cramped in this place that wasn't my dream at all, but would suffice. And I was willing to accept that because this was a mission for me. And I knew that. And I carried on and did this and didn't really totally unpack. Probably only unpacked stuff that I really needed when I think about it now and look around me. But it was really important because my daughter wasn't well during the last few months of the pregnancy and then had an emergency cesarean and then wasn't well afterwards. So I was there for her very close and could travel backwards and forwards. So it was all perfect. But now what's happened is I put the intent out for what I really wanted, which was a house with open fireplaces that could be used if I needed to. I wanted a big garden to grow vegetables and have a lovely outside area. And I wanted a shower. I haven't got this house that I live in has a bath, and I love baths, but I also love showers. So I wanted a shower, and I wanted a linen line. I wanted a place that could have a linen line outside to hang washing. I love to blow washing in the breeze. It's a very simple thing, but I love it, and I love to be outside. So I put out the intent, and I found the place about a month or so ago, about 6 weeks ago, I think, probably now. And I'm moving on Friday. So, and I've been down there today, this afternoon, and it's amazing. I have this river view. I have this garden that you go on a walk. It feels like you're going out for a bit of exercise to walk to the end of it. And it's amazing. And it has the meadows and the river. And I've got the river inlet at the bottom of my garden. And the guy next door's got a boat, which he uses. And you can go around and join the main river in a boat from the bottom of the garden. So it's absolute bliss, and it has everything I need. So if you're intending to live a certain way and you haven't got it yet, just make sure you put all of the information out there, because it's much easier right now if you intend and keep the focus and don't take any compromises. You know, just wait for it to, because it will show up. And that's what I did. So I'm moving to somewhere on a physical level that is absolute bliss. And even the few days that I've had access to it and have been down there and just walking in the garden and designing it and having ideas come to me and looking at the open plan space I have and the beautiful basement area I have for all my vintage clothes and everything. I don't, you know, there's a part of me that loves that. But I am still aware all of the time that I'm more than this 3D. So it isn't like turning your back on what you're being given. It's like have that gratitude for that, but also be aware that we're much, much more than this. And whatever happens here, you know, we can't avoid that. Or if we do avoid that, we avoid that at our peril. Because, you know, not one of us on this planet, I don't think, can actually give you a total explanation of this evolvement that we're walking towards as we change our area of the planet that we're in. Then, you know, we're going towards this universal energy continuum, which is how the higher beings talk to me about it. And this will change everything. So what does that mean? None of us truly know, but if we've got faith in that and that we know we're these multidimensional beings, then we can have that in our perspective, have that in our awareness, but still totally enjoy every day that we walk in this 3D world also. So, I mean, I'm not in a terrible position that I'm thinking, oh, but I'm a multidimensional being, so I can just ignore that. I mean, I'm actually in my bliss right now with this house and looking forward. I've actually bought plants already because I'm in time now to grow my vegetables and all things. So I'm going to be putting all the furniture quickly in the house and then running out to the garden, starting to do all my organic gardening out there. So it isn't avoidance is what I'm trying to say here. This isn't what it's about. It's just awareness. I am aware of who I really am. I'm also aware of my choice to be on this planet in a 3D world right now that's morphing, and that I can live in that 3D world, but I can live on a fourth dimension within that. And one of the things I'm really looking forward to is getting back to being in touch with all the divas of the plants and all the energetic beings of the plants and the land and the river and the cows and the rushes in the water and everything now. It's like I have been given everything I ever wanted. And it's in a very amazing place, because it's kind of like these meadows are very special. They're completely natural and hold their own land essence, their own land divas. So I'm going to be, you know, delving into that more. It's something that I haven't done for a while since I had the land at the windmill. I used to be in contact there and write down notes from Schauberger, actually, was somebody I contacted while I was there to give me information on how to deal with the plants in the garden, because he was the amazing guru man on water. He came up with all the experiments, a bit like Tesla. He was at the same time as Tesla, and I think they were in communication, and so was Steiner. But Schauberger was incredible on the water side, and that's always been a love of mine, with the energy of water and what it really means in our bodies and
in the land and as we feed the plants and all of that. So I'm going to get back into that. So I'm not in avoidance here, and this is not how you do it. It's not because you're having a terrible time on planet Earth that you go into this. And I read somebody's report on what they think of channelers and people who think that the energy is important, all that today, and it was very cynical. And I thought, you just don't comprehend it. You just don't know enough about yourself to even be able to write that piece on it. It was on one of the internet newspapers, their sites, and I thought, God, if only you knew how amazing it is and how blissed out you feel when you're really opening up to all the other dimensions. I'm just going to read on now from that script, from that page, because this is interesting. That paragraph, which was a very long paragraph, started with the words, "During the time of the Great Escape, we do not wish to frighten or scaremonger," right? Now, this next paragraph starts with, "During the time of Great Fire." And we have Great Fire going on all over the planet, apparently in many different areas, but Colorado, like a lot of places, burning to the ground, and then the house next door not burning. It's all very strange, actually. Some of them are burning right down to dust and have never been seen like that before. But this paragraph starts, "During the time of Great Fire, there will be many who do not choose to be a part of the plan, but who will nevertheless find themselves caught in the entourage of light workers. These people will be caught in the crossfire of energies, both from the light workers and the cleansing itself. It will be a good place to be, for without these two energies, it may not be safe for them. Many of these people will be what we call lost souls, but not desperately missing. If you are to help these people, they will be reclaimable. It will be as if they were sleeping or almost in a coma, but with fire and water, they become able to awaken. Much as you would sow a seed, but without the necessary elements of heat and water, there would be no growth. The growth of which we speak here will be extreme, so be careful in your handling of such individuals. Fire and water can burn and drown. There will be many at this time that will need much care. We do not call for hospitalization, but for all of you to become aware of the differing requirements of individual souls. Many of you will become what we call nurses, but we would beg to change this to electrical nurses. For what you will be able to do is help rejoin circuits, stabilize the electricity, and maintain the fuses when one blows." This is all very interesting. I must admit, I am always amazed by the magic, because I started off talking about this very thing about the resonance and the circuits and we're all conduits. And then when I've looked at what I opened intuitively, we're still dealing with the same sort of stuff and emphasizing that and giving us much more information about it. "It is sometimes simpler for us to give you an analogy than an attempt to give you the exact wording, for that of which we speak is energy work. Until such time as the complete understanding of energy is received, then it is better that we speak of electricity. In the past, we have noticed that when we refer to energy, it has always become somewhat of an abstract idea in the minds of men. We cannot now allow this idea to continue, for if we are to assist you, we must insist that you realize its existence. It has not been difficult for you to accept electricity coming from your sockets and wiring, even though, as with energy within your own systems, you cannot at present see it. It is required that energy becomes more tangible within the framework of your minds. Therefore, we may refer to this as electricity. Do you feel the difference as we use these words? When you hear the word energy, it has an almost neutral effect within the areas of the brain. When you hear the word electricity, there are all sorts of impulses which are activated. Even your body begins to respond. We would therefore choose to use these activations in order to show you the importance of energy. Do not continue to make this abstract. Energy is electricity and electricity is energy. Allow your minds to accept this understanding. Do not dampen your spirits by becoming junction boxes without supply. You are indeed junction boxes and must accept that you have live wires. I can't believe the synchronicities here, because I don't know this manuscript off by heart, but I was even talking about live wires before. When two live wires come together, there will be a strong current. During the time of the need for electrical nurses and doctors, you will experience tremendous powers that will be given. These powers are your right and your heritage. I'm just seeing how far I'll go before I'm going to go back and talk to you about what they're actually talking about, these people. I think I'm going to go back now a little bit just to rehash what they're saying there. This is about the people. During the time of great fire, there will be many who do not choose to be a part of the plan, but who will nevertheless find themselves caught in the entourage of light workers, right? So as things heat up, as more and more changes happen, more and more energy comes into the planet, more and more things are moved around, even the Earth crust, even the whole weather has gone crazy, we know that. That's completely different now. In England here, we've just gone through the wettest June in 100 years, and we still have no summer whatsoever. So that's what they're talking about with the Great Fire. And there are fires. There will be earthquakes. There will be earth changes, earth movements. There may be islands going down and islands coming up as everything moves, right? And the cleansing really gets hold of this planet. So when this happens, there's going to be a lot of us who know about this, a lot of us who will move with the energy. We're not attached to the physical. We love the physical as it is. We make our lives there as we need to, but we're not attached to it. So we can leave a place, move on, take the beauty in the next place, okay, and make the best of that as well. So these people are the light workers who can do that, who are not set in their ways, who are not unconscious. So these people will be caught in the crossfire of energies, both from the light workers and the cleansing itself. So the energies from the light workers who are awake and aware are going to have an effect on those. And they say, this is their description of these people, because this bit is really important. Many will be what we call lost souls, but not desperately missing. If you are to help these people, they will be reclaimable. It will be as if they were sleeping or almost in a coma, but with fire and water, they become able to awaken. So as the energies heat up, as the people go into warrior mode, the light workers go into warrior mode when anything is happening like this. So as you've got all these light workers moving and doing just what's necessary, what needs to be done, et cetera, and helping others, then these people that are reclaimable are the ones who are lost souls, but not desperately missing. So they're awoken to the information, possibly here, but haven't done anything about it. These are the reclaimable ones. Some won't be reclaimable at all. We will obviously help everybody, but some will be in such a state because they're hanging on to the old. They don't want to move away from their house, even though the fire is just about to hit it. They don't want to move, even though the flood's up to the bedrooms. Do you see that? These people are ones who cannot change, cannot move, do not comprehend who they really are. But the ones they're talking about who are reclaimable are the ones who are sleeping or almost in a coma, but they're not. They've had the information, they've heard it, they haven't done much about it. So they can awaken more quickly when they're around other people who are in warrior mode. And they're saying, be careful. And this is the time to become the electrical nurses and help them recharge their circuits, rejoin the circuits, stabilize the electricity and maintain the fuses when one blows. And that's how you deal with people's energy systems. It sounds technical, but it isn't, because all you're going to be doing is putting your hands around that person, on that person, and you're going to be doing things spontaneously. This is the next paragraph, and this is an interesting one as well. Amnesty will be given to any who ask. This is a state which will come about as the energy of the cleansing joins with the energy of the light workers. See how we have a role here, yeah? Let's go back on that statement again. This is a state which will come about as the energy of the cleansing, which is ever present now and is, you know, going into a crescendo. It's getting higher and higher. But our energy as the light workers, the cleansing energy joins with our energy. Then they're saying we have a negative and a positive, which together will give neutral. This neutral state will be very raw in some cases. It is because of this that we give you an understanding of the electrical healing that will be required. For some, this will be a long journey, but for others, it will be a fast recovery. Much of this is dependent upon what has been learned but not actioned. There are many who have been given all the teachings that they require, but as yet, they have not left the starting blocks. This will be the final push that they require to activate. We cannot activate those who have not received the training, for they also will be present at the sound of the siren, but alas, will not know what to do. You will see people panic and scream when the sirens sound. You will also see others who will begin running as if they have been running all the time. As these new runners begin to run, they will seize and fall. These are the ones that will require your assistance. Well, they have not run before. So any of us who've been through trials and tribulations in our life, and, you know, when I think about the move on Friday, I'm actually moving, but I've got a little bit of an overlap so I can come back and sort stuff out. But a lot of people go into an absolute panic when they move house. I've moved house so many times, it doesn't affect me like that. And I know that, you know, when I think of what I've done in this life and I've been evicted from places, I've fought court cases, I know that, you know, I'm probably more of a warrior than a lot of people that I live around right now, around the area that I'm living and maybe even the area I'm going to, I don't know. But because I've been flexible in my life and moved with my heart and with my essence, then my life hasn't been stagnant. So, you know, if I need to run, and I would need to run and move quickly, I'm going to be doing that. And I'm pretty prepared. I've got lots of gear. And I'm prepared to leave everything behind as well, because I've also done that. So you can see what they're talking about here. Because as these new runners begin to run, they will seize and fall. These are the ones that will require your assistance, for they have not run before. So being able to move, it's not necessarily running, but it can be just moving in the moment and knowing that you've got to do the right thing to protect your family. People might start doing it and then collapse because they're thinking, oh my God, what am I doing? I've just left everything I own behind. And this is where they're going to need light worker warriors who've done it all before, who are able to do it and do it easily, who will be able to say it's fine. Anything you've ever had before, you will get again. Life is going to move on. As long as we can move on with it, we're fine. And that's the sort of thing we're going to have to say to people. So a lot of this information right now is guiding us to help others as things start to really spark off. Now, this is right at the beginning of this book that I was talking about that's now available on Amazon.com and .co. You'd think that this bit would be at the end, but this was how they gave this information. We're now on page 11, and it's there. And as you go through the 128 pages there, they're just talking to you about all aspects of the changes that are coming up. This is the next little paragraph. Be careful at these times, for some runners will not want to run. It is the performance that will frighten them. You must be aware that the ego will hold on to the last. It is only through letting go of the ego that some will be able to run. See, because some people are going to think, oh, but am I doing this right? Oh, is this the right thing to do? Or have I got the strength to do this? And that's what's going to stop them. And that is their ego talking. It's not who they really are, because who they really are knows they can do anything and they're capable of anything. For those holding on to ego, you will need to subject them to being left behind. Do not take their hands, for each and every one must attempt the leap themselves. The healing of a person's electrical circuits is one thing. The carrying them across the threshold is another. And this is so, so important. It's not saying you can't help by giving them information, etc., etc. But you can't drag people. You can't pick people up and carry them. You have to let them. And this is not only physically, this is mentally they're talking about here. Do not take their hands, for each and every one must attempt the leap themselves. The healing of a person's electrical circuit is one thing. The carrying them across the threshold is another. We do not advise carrying anyone. Each person must make the quantum leap through their own commitment. You cannot commit anyone but yourself. If the commitment is there, then you will be allowed to assist. If it is not, then do not involve yourself. Can you imagine what would happen if you connect a 100-watt appliance to a 500-watt circuit? At the point of commitment, you are making yourself available to be given the circuitry for the high voltage. Some of you made this commitment a long time ago on these earth planes. Your circuitry is well in place. But alas, some of you also have not yet turned on the full power of what you are able to transmit. At the moment that the energy system of the earth becomes immersed within the energy system of the universal flow, there will be great upheavals within the energy that has become part of the system within which the earth will operate. Now, this is giving you more of an understanding of what I've been saying for so long about the universal energy system. So there will be a moment where our system in the earth and on the earth and everything about the earth will become immersed in it. At the moment, we're getting sight of it and feel of it as the energy raises, but we're not in the full stream of the universal flow yet. This system of energy has for many centuries been accumulating around planet Earth. It is not something that can be seen. It is only perceived when a person immerses themselves into the spiritual mantle of their existence. For instance, when a person has been operating within the spiritual side of their nature for a good period of time, then they are able to perceive all other functions of the being, of which the human is only a small part. We cannot immediately explain to you how this comes about. It is perhaps what you might call an enlightened experience. For some time now, there have been many who have perceived this energy field. The accumulation of energy around planet Earth has been activated. During this activation period, many more people have begun to operate within this spiritual field of their being. And we know that, don't we? Because we've had many, many more people turning to energetic devices, energetic healing things, energetic qualities in their food, in their drinks, everything. Energetics in where they live, being in nature more, etc., etc. After the time of chaos, that's the start of another paragraph, okay? So I hope people are getting this. We're not moving towards something which will happen where the cabal get arrested and everybody gets more money. It's nothing like that. After the time of chaos, there will be many who will begin to activate within the spiritual realm. When we speak of the time of chaos, we speak of the time during which many will die. We speak of the time when the earth's mantle will become holy. During this time, there will be much upheaval within the physical structure of the planet. When the Earth planet begins to align to the pressure of the spiritual mantle, then the breakup of negative energy pockets will need to be complete. There is always an explanation, but there is often not the words for us to give you, as much of which we speak has not yet entered into the consciousness of those who deem to be scientists or philosophers. For those who begin the ascent towards the light, there will be a time of celebration. But also for those who have not responded to any of our wake-up calls, this will be a time of malice, resentment, and indeed much anger. We cannot begin to explain at present how you will cope with both sides of this time warp. This time warp will be present because of the multidimensional significance of the happening. So what they're saying is that there's going to be some who have begun the ascent towards the light, who have become aware of what is truly going on in our evolvement. This will be a time of celebration as things change on the planet. But for those who have not responded, it's going to be a time of malice, resentment, and indeed much anger. So this is interesting, isn't it? This is something that, you know, we need to be those warriors and stand true. And as we evolve, we do. Whatever's going on around us, it's like being the eye of the storm, where nothing's being moved. If you're in the eye of the storm, it's very calm. So that's what we have to take with us on this journey as things start to happen. just read that last line. The time warp will be present because the multidimensional significance of the happening. As the earth begins to realign, then the heavens will be brought down to the earth. For some of you, this will be a time of rejoicing and holy ordinance. But as we have said, there will be many who do not have the least bit of regard for this event. In fact, they will begin to exude great utterings of dissent and malevolence. As one person can appreciate art, another will call it rubbish. Do you understand, my friends? You will still be in a world of duality. It will not be your world, but it will still remain the world for those who choose not to see. This is the reason that we speak to you now. We do not wish you to scotch over these areas. We will be leading you onwards towards the new order, but there will be much for you to cope with along the pathway. And notice the words new order. In both my manuscripts that were channeled in the early 90s, 1991, 1992, roundabout, they always talked about the new order. I mean, it's since then that it's been hijacked as the new world order in some negative form. There is a new order as we walk forward. We know that, don't we? We're walking towards a new order, a holy order. Do not despair, for we can guarantee your safety if you are aligned to the pathway of light. Your pathway can in fact be paved with gold. The gold of which we speak is the gold of the gods. The energy of gold will prepare the way for you. It is during this time that you will begin to appreciate all of the natural elements for their true identity and for their true worth. The worth is much more than anything of which you have dreamed. The energy of gold will be the energy through which you will emerge triumphant. All of the gold within the planet Earth will vibrate towards the energy of the universe. Can you understand now why we have given you instructions for the gold to again be placed within the structure of the Earth? Each element has its own starry existence. Each element will help to structure the whole of the planet into the shape that we are desirous of. We cannot complete the plan for the Earth planet without these elements. All elements contain energy. Different energies radiate out to a different star formation. Each planet within your solar system will respond at the time of the Earth planet joining into the universal flow. So that's quite comprehensive information there. And I believe just that end little bit there is a part that I've read fairly recently. So I'm going to not go on with that particular part right now. I'm just going to have a look to see if there's any questions in the chat room while caregivers and bringing the ones who have woke up to the light of who they are. Yeah, sure. That's Teresa, who understands what's going on there. Somebody's saying my house sounds awesome. That's Conscious Alchemy. Yeah, and it is, isn't it? Do you know, the only thing I put on the wall here, really, that of any note, because normally I have all my bits of art around me, and none of it's worth loads of money. It's just worth a lot to me. And I never even put them up. But the one thing I put up was a 2-foot-long sign that said, "Expect a miracle." And that's what I feel I've got. I mean, I always look, that sign is so dominant in the room in which, because I've only got really two rooms. The only thing that you see when you walk in here is "Expect a miracle." And it's surely been given. So you guys, you better expect your miracles. Get somewhere safe. Get somewhere that you love, you adore. And, I thought of practicalities. I wanted open fires. I've actually got a 3-story house. It's only got one room on the basement level, but it's a lovely room that opens onto the garden. But each floor in the house has got an open fire that could be activated. So this was something I was looking at practically. I also needed somewhere to store my food. I've got big white containers in my garage at the moment, which is a bit of a, not a huge walk from the house, but it is a little bit. And we really don't know what's coming down the line, do we? So all of my stuff will be safe. I'll be very organized with more space, with being able to get my hands on whatever I need. And I think this is how other people need to look at it, is how organized are you for the changes that are coming up? I can't see any particular questions in the chat room. If there's any parts of this subject that people would like me to talk about, then please ask. All right. This are, might be off topic, but would love your take on it. There is a strange phenomenon where people in a zombie-like state are attacking and eating other humans. Have you heard of this? Well, actually, online tonight, I'd been out all afternoon for hours at the new house sorting things out. But when I came back, I did see a news item about a cannibal happening where somebody's head had just been found because the guy had been eating the rest of the body. I mean, and it reminded me that this news article came up a couple of weeks ago, and it was in all of our newspapers. I think it was somebody in UK. And I just feel that it's got to be part of the false media. I just, you know, there's a lot of things that happen now. And I know we had a strange ride with Ed Sheerany, who kind of tried to out me as Lady Di, which is very flattering and gave me at least a foot in height. But some of his information was right. And I'm still not sure whether Ed was COINTELPRO and a complete setup from the beginning, or whether he's just, you know, like I was saying on one of the other programs, I think he might be a dope smoker who goes in and out of realities. And, you know, those who are severely affected by it and they get very strange, because he certainly was very strange. But I still feel that, you know, and I know some of what he exposed was true on the false media side. It was just so obviously true. But I look at things now and I see things and I think that's just not true. That's not happened. I don't know whether anybody's followed, you know, that's who I think you're talking about here, is the cannibal people, the zombie eating other people. It's just crazy. But is it happening? Are you sure it's happening? See, because I'm thinking it isn't. Did anybody see the family who were in the news as being a family with 10 children who got benefits? And that was, they were in the papers two or three times over the years because they had 10 children and were on benefits and had big houses to live in and all of this. But something like that anyway, something about the benefit side of it. And how many kids this man had. And he had two women, I think, with the kids came from two different women. So it would obviously make the lower range newspapers, wouldn't it? But have you heard about the fact that six of the children died in a fire where somebody was said to have caused arson by putting, you know, fire through the letterbox? Well, that the mother and father have been accused of the murder of the six children. And when I saw the interviews of the parents when they weren't being accused of the murder and when they were very sad about the death, it just didn't look real. Anybody else seen all that? I thought at the time the energy of it felt like it was a complete setup and it wasn't happening. I don't know whether I'm 100% true here, but it just felt like that to me. So is this cannibalism zombie thing happening? I just don't know. I'm just going to go back to that. Oh, there's been like five people across the world. Yeah, I remember seeing somebody in another car. I think maybe there was somebody in New Zealand, actually. I just got a feeling that this is part of the fear thing. I mean, it's just ridiculous to think that somebody would do that. And some of the other crimes that have come up, I don't believe in either. Like the kids shooting other kids and all of that. I mean, we've actually, you know, looked in depth at Columbine, you know, the first school that started all those years ago. And it's possible that never even happened. That was, I mean, how Ed exposed that did look true to me, that it didn't actually happen. And when you get back to all the people involved who were supposed to have been shot and all that, he'd proved they weren't who they were saying they were and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, this isn't humanity. This isn't the humanity we know, is it? I think this is part of the fear structure. That's what my feelings right now say about that. Because as soon as I saw it, I thought, oh, I could go to that article and look at that. They've just found this head that's part of the body that's been eaten. And I thought, you know what? I'm not even going there. Because that is not part of humanity. That just doesn't ring true to me. So have a think about that. In what does it really feel like? You know, I might be wrong. It might be happening, and it might be a corruption of how low and how crazy people have got. I don't know, but it's not for me. You know, and Teresa is saying, I don't watch mainstream media, but occasionally things come through and thought, how crazy is this? Yeah, and I saw it on, I think it was on Yahoo, on the internet. I haven't got a telly, so it wasn't on there, and it certainly wasn't in a newspaper. But I think it is. I think it's to get people riled up, as Teresa said, but it's also about fear. It's about, you know, people thinking that it's so unsafe, and it will keep them much lower consciousness. Once you get into fear, you've gone away from who you really are, because fear doesn't exist in a sense, right? Because if you're on a higher vibration within yourself, then you're in this now moment, right? And in this now moment, it's not happening. There aren't zombies eating you. There aren't cannibals in your street. There aren't. Do you see what I'm saying? So, you know, they can only get you, and if they can get you and bring you down, and if they'll get the people who haven't seated themselves in their higher reality well enough. If you can be moved, then you need to keep more meditation up. You need to keep putting more love food in. Go on to the distilled water. I'm still doing that and have been. It's got to be a couple of months now. And I feel like I don't want to go back to having any other water. I've hardly ever drunk any. I had one small teacup when I was at a vintage event at the weekend. Somebody bought me a cup of green tea, which I hadn't drunk for ages. But I did drink a small cup of normal water. But I'm going that pure with it. You know, 99.99% of my water that I drink is distilled water. And I'm taking it out with me when I go, so in my flask, everything, cooking with it. So keep that, you know, purify yourself even more. Keep yourself more grounded. Keep yourself more real. Keep yourself in good company. There's nothing worse than perpetually putting yourself with people who do not vibrate at the same rate or higher. It's much better to put yourself with people who vibrate higher than you than it is to demean yourself with, and I'm not dissing these people, they're just where they're at, and you need to leave them to be where they're at. But to put yourself there can be really difficult for your vibration, really difficult for your sense of purposefulness and for being centered. So choosing your company is also, you know, like if you're around people who just laugh and joke all the time and never say anything real, you know, it's like being taken out of time, isn't it? It's like being placed somewhere that's not part of your life. That's how I would feel about it. I might be able to smile once and walk away, but I couldn't spend an evening in that situation where somebody never was real and only joked about everything. And there are people who, many, many people who do that. So just think about all of that. Teresa's saying, I drink water from a natural spring and it's made a world of difference. Great, that's really brilliant. But you know, don't be closed to distilled water, because I did too. I mean, I was drinking spring water all the time, but not from a natural spring, I must say. But it's got all the minerals and stuff in it that are not all going to be natural. And they're not all going to be in an organic form that can be taken in by your body. So you will, the whole idea of distilled water is that it's empty and it works as a cleansing device for your body. If it's full of all those vitamins and minerals, which you're obviously thinking really good, and I did too, then what happens is it can't, it's too full. And you're thinking it's too full of good stuff. Well, a lot of that cannot be taken in by your body. Having researched this and gone into it in quite a lot of depth now, I understand how it works. And, you know, people are stuck. I had somebody who really was abusive on my Facebook page when I first put the stuff up about distilled water, because they were so hanging on to spring water. And I'm not saying, you know, that spring water is really, really bad. I'm just saying there's possibly a higher energy off distilled water. And I've certainly found it so. So don't stay close to it. Have a little go. Just go and buy 1 5-litre container. Conscious Alchemy here is saying she's drinking distilled water and has had massive shifts because of this. I feel like that too. I feel like I'm so much more open, I don't know, open, I was always an open person, but it's just gone into turbo drive, really, into being open and ready and moving and able to just flow. And that's just come off the tip of my tongue, but that's how it feels. It's just, and you know, when I was talking about the empty water, actually, that's how I would explain it. I feel more empty. More empty and less full of belief systems and do's and don'ts and all of that. I feel like an empty, clear vessel more, which means that in the present moment, that's not, when I say empty, that's not a bad thing, because some people, you think, oh, they're so empty, they don't think anything, do anything or whatever. That's not empty. Excuse me. I just need to take a drink of water. That's being full of belief systems that makes them rigid. Being empty is being out of flow in the moment with whatever's going on. And that is so, so important. And with hearing me read that manuscript, you know, you can hear that, because we you know, we're going to have to face whatever comes down the line and flow with it. And flow with it elegantly and with grace, you know, and with our hearts still open and no fear. So the more open you can become, I think drinking empty water makes you more empty. And yeah, it does make you a clear conduit, which is what Teresa's saying, to come in clearly and remove the muck. And exactly. And to move through you so that spirit moves you and you move with it and you do what is necessary. And I feel very, very much like that. Still blessing people, blessing anybody that, you know, in the past, I might have thought, oh, my goodness, why are they doing that? Or why are they like that? I don't do that anymore. It's all really coming quite naturally, again, in a flow. It's if there's people around me, you know, who I think, oh, my goodness, why are they just mean about? I just bless them. And then if they're in my line of action, you know, like I was telling you a week or so ago about the estate agent who seemed to be moaning about everything, and I thought, oh my God, this could go so badly if she carries on in that mood, because there was a bit of aggro about it. And I just blessed her, and everything just moved into place. And she just changed. She came back and sat down. It was incredible. I'd never said anything. I'd silently said her name and say, bless so-and-so. Just silently, and the energy from my heart, it has to be connected to your heart. You can't just say it; it has to be real. So, you know, there's that part of it as well. Being empty and not having any attachment to even people around you who aren't doing things how you would have done them, you know, or getting mad. It's no point in getting mad at other people; they just are who they are, you know. And that's done amazing things for me on that. I had to deal with a business thing this morning where I've had to give my notice in at this business, this vintage boutique, because they're really just not selling the clothes enough, and they're just hauled up there and look wonderful, and they're not getting the people in because there's no sign outside. So it's been really interesting, but I could get at it because they did in the contract say they were going to put the sign outside, but whatever myself and the other involved said to them, they just didn't respond. So there's no point at this point, so I've just pulled out. But I didn't get mad about it, and there was no, and it was a lovely conversation, you know, and it's all fine. And it's like, you know, that could have been so different. And say, I don't know, if I go back 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, I would have done it with a bit of angst probably. And I thought, well, yeah, we know it, we know they didn't, you know, complete on their side of the contract, but having asked them and asked them and asked them, they're never going to do it. So what do? You just go in action yourself, and you just remove yourself, and you put it down to experience. That's how it is. And just bless them. I did a lot of blessing of them, and still do, because I've still got my clothes in there for 4 weeks, because we're paid up for another 4 weeks. So I'm just blessing them all the time so that they sell more. And that it all goes well and there's no bad feelings, which there isn't. And, you know, it's a very interesting thing when you treat people like that who aren't, you know, on the same wavelength as you. But so what? You know, you're not responsible for their wavelength. And you're not there to change them. You're there to be the best you can be. You're there to be the highest potential that you have. does help other people, then it's brilliant. So you know, if you work on yourself and only on yourself, with humanity in mind, this is the thing, isn't it? Not being self-centered, self-orientated, but being self-aware, self-conscious, aware of your own consciousness, which is a slightly different explanation for that. And then you can walk about in whatever you're doing and in your bliss and doing what you really want to be doing and being where you really want to be. But you're having an effect because you're that, we're coming right back to the start here, you're that energy conduit. And you are responsible for the change, be the change you want to see in this world. And it's who you are within your vehicle. And what energy is coming off you? You can be silent. When I think of that moment in the estate agents, you know, I was completely silent, just sitting on the chair, waiting for her to get the thing material out and to stop moaning about what the filing system was like, you know. But in that moment, silently, staying in grace within myself, staying centered, I was able to exude an energy which affected her. I was sending it to her to just bless her for who she is, and then she turned around and the whole energy changed in the office. So there you go. This is being who we are, being the change, and changing everything, and staying silent and just being there. And that is you being in control of your energy circuitry, your energy conduit. That's how it works. Bless everybody. You know that. You know, I have always felt it was totally wrong to keep getting really angry about this so-called cabal and elite, because it just works against you. And there are still people who are doing that, and they're just so, misadvised there, and don't comprehend what they're doing, because they're actually part of the problem, not part of the solution. It's very difficult to get people like that involved in this. So, I mean, I have done in the past. I'm actually moving. I've moved right away from any of that. But I did do, over the last 2 years, done a lot of jaunts into a lot of lions' mouths on different radio shows and different groups, just to see where everything was at. And I'm sure I made a difference there sometimes as well. But on the whole, there was a lot of people who dissed what I did, what I said, who I was, because they're scared of that side of things. They're still working from ego and 3D. And this is not a time for that now. I'm certainly walking way, way away from that. Now, we've got about 18 minutes. I'm thinking maybe we should making that resonance more powerful by coming together. And maybe doing a little meditation here where we can hold the frequency together, where we actually, I've got nothing planned, so I've no idea where we're going to go on this or what we're going to do or how we're going to do it. But it just needs to be us being centered. So let's start. If you just close your eyes and just become aware of your feet resting on the ground. And just become aware now of your bottom resting on the seat of the chair. Become aware of your clothes resting on your body. Become aware of the air touching your face and your hands. You can do this wherever you are. Hope everybody's managed to sit down. So you're becoming aware of the air touching your face and your hands. And I want you to listen now to the sounds that are immediately around you. Don't label them. Don't judge them. Just hear them. And just stretch your listening out now to the furthest sound that you can hear. Don't judge that sound. Don't label that sound. Just hear that sound. Become at one with that sound. Just feel the vibration inside you now rising. If it helps, just see it sparkling. See the vibration deep within, with your eyes closed. And see it growing, that spark is growing bigger and bigger. And it's radiating through every cell in your body. Every part of you is becoming energized, more whole, more enlivened. And that energy now, see it vibrating beyond your physical body. See the energy coming off in an auric glow from every part of your body. And see it moving now to encompass the whole room in which you're sitting, the whole area if you're outside. And it's getting warmer and more sparkly. You can feel the energy, the radiance of it, of who you really are in your entirety. And keep seeing that expanding. It's now going through the walls of the room that you're in. It's stretching throughout the whole house and deep into the earth. And stay with that feeling. You are that energy that's penetrating out. It's all you. It's filling the room. It's filling the house. It's now going further out into the street, into the countryside that's around the area in which you are. It's running with itself now in every direction. It's filling the town, the community in which you live. High, bright light energy. And it's going further now. It's further and further out into the community, the wider community, the borough, the state, the county in which you live. It's full of vibrating energy. And we're going out now. We're meeting with other people who are also doing this meditation. Our energy is connecting with theirs. We're going across the water to our friends in the US. This energy is moving quicker than the sound, quicker than the time that light takes. It's going quicker than that. This is frequency, and we're meeting with each one of us. Our lights are joining up across the world. We have people in Europe, we have people in the UK, we have people in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States that join us. And what does that feel like? As we're fusing into this multi-dimensional radiance that's stretching round the whole world. We are creating the highest vibration that's possible right now. It's searing through the businesses. It's searing through the courts, the malpractice. Everything's fizzling away that isn't on that high frequency. Anything that is not in support of humanity in its equality, its highest potential, is fizzling, burning to a cinder. We have one big glowing earth. And now what we're going to do is we're going to start piercing through the veil around the earth. See that vibration now breaking out all over every part of the surface. It's breaking through the atmosphere, the ionosphere, is breaking through into space. And we're meeting our brothers and sisters from all other realities, other dimensions, with our highest, highest frequency of radiating light. It's so big you cannot even hold it in your mind, in your mind's eye. It goes out into infinity now. Just feel what that feels like to become part of that infinity, eternity. We are just a spark of light. And just take a few seconds now to commit to taking that higher frequency back down with you. Commit using that in your life, your highest potential glow, to be walking down every street that you walk, every conversation that you have with anyone. You are that light. You are nothing less than that light. Breathe that in for a moment. As light frequencies come into your body, what's happening? Cleansing every cell, lighting up every molecule, every atom in your body. Frequency adjustments. Clarity coming through. Bathing in this light. And just now, just take a deeper breath. And exhale, feel the light coming through on your own breath. And now ground back down into your feet. I want you to become aware again of your feet resting on the ground. Your clothes resting on your body, and the air touching your feet, face and your hands. And just become aware now of the sounds immediately around you. And when you're ready, just gently open your eyes. I don't know about anybody else, but I've got a real zinging in my body. Feels like feels like I've been pepped up everywhere. Zinging is the only way I could explain it. Even my in my head, everything zinging. I'm sure there's little sparklets of energy glowing. I think we might glow in the dark a bit now. Oh, good. Conscious Alchemy is saying, too zinging. That's good. Very interesting. I'm very aware of something big going on with the moon. Oh, great. Moon matrix being switched off or dismantled. Yeah. Been a lot of information around about things like that. That would be good. Maybe next week we'll go up to the moon. How about doing that together next week? I think what we're going to do from now on is we're going to do some meditations like this, visualizations. They're really visualizations. I hate using the word meditation, but what we're doing is coming together and we're visualizing together when we do this. A real meditation is when you're going in and sorting out your own levels and your own mastery of your mind and coming to that safe place with inside yourself. What we're doing is visualization. You still need to do the meditation where you're gaining more and more mastery over your lower mind.
But what we were doing there was really getting a sense of the vibrational essence of light. But I would love to do that. Somebody remind me next week in the chat room to do the, because I'm going to be moving and I'll be, actually, I think I'm going to, I may possibly be off air next week. I'm definitely off the internet next week. They don't seem to be able to connect you here in the UK for a week when you move. But I may be able to go over my daughter's and do the show from over there. So, hopefully we'll still do it. And next week, yeah, fabulous visualization. Yes, definitely charged up. Yeah, I certainly feel charged up. That was great doing that with all of you. And you can feel the presence of other people. And remember, we don't just have the people in the chat room. We have a lot of people on here live who don't sign in and aren't on chat. So they're just coming in there with us. And they're from all over the world. Remind me next week and we'll do the moon. I would love to do that. And do you know what? The week after, let's do the sun. And any other ideas you have, maybe we'll just go through this next period of time to each and every planet. And maybe go into the minerals. I'd love to get involved in the vibration of gold. Because we've had lots of information come through on this channeling, actually. Like the liquid gold part is absolutely, I find it fascinating. And I'm the one that channeled it 20 years ago, but I still find that condensation idea of liquid gold amazing when we're stretching up to the channeling and then our energy's higher and it condenses into liquid gold. I mean, we could go into the gold energy as well. Oh, and today is a full moon in Capricorn. Brilliant, Melisande. That, I didn't realize that. And Capricorn is that wise but disciplined, isn't it? Capricorn, the energy of controlled or monitored by Saturn, and Saturn is great for discipline. And we got a full moon in Capricorn, so that's absolutely brilliant energy. Well, I've really enjoyed doing today's show, I'm thanking upstairs for giving us that visualization because I had nothing whatsoever planned on that. And I've never done a visualization like that particular one ever before. So we've been given a lot of inspiration here and guidance. And don't forget what we're cultivating here is being the change you want to see in the world. And that is down to how you carry yourself within your vibrational limits or vibrational magnitude. Right, so it's not just about what you visualize, it's how your energy is affecting the whole. And I am operating from my highest potential self. Have a good, because it's very, very good. Your every part of you responds to that. Believe me, I've been doing that for a while now. Well, I'm going to say namaste and thank you so much for being present here and being a part of this and a part of what we've just rained out to the world also and into the galactic space and the space beyond. And I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I hope you have too. I'm going to play us out with Miss Magical Grandchildren's Destiny, actually. I just love that. Here we go. And thank you, Miss Magical, for letting us download these amazing songs. And you can find her on live TV and on Facebook page, Miss Magical with a K. And bye for now.
We can fight for change with love. Linking up for change with love. As we worship, so it shall be. Grandmothers, grandfathers, grandchildren's destiny. We'll be right back. can fight for change with love.